I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks so much. This show is about the richness of life. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. Why did I not gain weight eating in the countrysides of Italy and France when I led food and wine tours there? I had a crazy theory at the time, and not so crazy it now seems, that it was because I was eating pure food without chemicals in it. My guest, an organic chemist, has lost a great deal of weight. Now, that's an accomplishment by itself, but most importantly, has defied the statistics and kept that weight off for two decades. She lost 100 pounds and has kept off that 100 pounds. Her book is called The Science of Skinny, about understanding your body's chemistry so that you can stop dieting. And here's the deal. As an organic chemist, Dee McCaffrey worked with chemicals like sodium lauryl sulfate. This is a detergent-like substance that they use to test for water pollutants every day. Well, the last place she expected that chemical to be was in the ingredient list of her favorite packaged food. And as a chemist, McCaffrey was forced to question what effect the chemicals included in processed foods could have on the human body. She's a woman, obviously, who continually struggled with her weight, and she began to wonder if these chemicals could be part of the problem. So in her book, The Science of Skinny, she reveals how, as the food industry keeps replacing natural foods with synthetic ones, our bodies are subjected to these unnatural chemical reactions. Not only does this result in major health issues, she says, including obesity and arthritis, but there are these studies that are in this book that show compelling evidence of what processed foods can do to the body and why everybody is struggling with this weight gain. So let me tell you about Dee McCaffrey. I mentioned organic chemist. She's a nutrition educator. She's co-founder of Processed Free America and talks all over the country about this. Welcome to the show, Dee.
Thank you, Faith. I'm very delighted to be on the show.
Thank you so much. And as you know, we're going to tell our listeners all throughout this hour how to have this book sent to your door. We'd be happy to do that for you. But let's start. 100 pounds. Extraordinary. I see I'm looking at a picture of you before and as you are now. And it's an extraordinary change. So what was the food you were eating that had sodium lauryl sulfate in it?
Well, it was actually a boxed angel food cake mix. And it was very disturbing to me because, remember, back in 20 years ago, reading ingredient lists, it wasn't a common practice. And certainly I didn't do it back then. I wasn't even thinking in that way, that there might be something in my food that wasn't healthy for me. And so when my eyes were drawn to the box for that particular reason, I saw those three words and I thought, what is that doing in my cake mix? It's an industrial degreaser. I mean, it was disgusting to be in any food. And to consider that was, it just didn't sit well with me. And that was really the beginning. I mean, and I didn't know what to do about it at that time. All I knew was that it couldn't be good.
Mm-hmm. I know that as an organic chemist, that sets you on a path of not only researching all the studies that exist on a continuing basis, but also doing your own research. So what evidence is out there right now that processed foods and these additives that are put in by the food corporate industry are making our bodies gain weight and hold on to the weight?
Well, there's a particular compound called monosodium glutamate, which I know a lot of people have heard about, but I don't think people have heard enough about it because they really don't know what it does to our body. So what monosodium glutamate is used for in foods, it's a flavor enhancer. And what it does is it affects the mechanism in our brain that tells us to stop eating. And so when we eat foods that have monosodium glutamate in it, we get cravings, and we don't stop when we would have normally stopped because we would have been full by that time. And one of the things that always comes to my mind with this was there was a commercial on TV back 20 years ago for Doritos nacho cheese tortilla chips. And the guy was on there with the chip bag of chips, and he kept saying, I can't stop. It's my hand. I can't control my hand. And it was just putting one chip after another into his mouth. And later when I learned about MSG and how it affects that mechanism in our brain, I thought, that is really true about what's going on here. But even more than that, we have to go a little bit further to find out what else is going on in the body. In 2001, there was a book that was published called Excitotoxins, mm-hmm. and it was written by a very distinguished neurosurgeon named Russell Blaylock. And he identified over 500 studies that showed that certain food additives, including MSG and aspartame, they overexcite the neurons in the brain, causing brain cell death that results in conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. But there was more about MSG in his study that I found more relevant to myself. And that was that in 1969, they discovered that MSG injected into infant mice created gross obesity in the mice. And it had nothing to do with the amount of calories they were eating. What was happening in the mice's bodies was that it was creating an overproduction of insulin in the body. And the overproduction of insulin leads to insulin resistance, which then leads to weight gain. Mm-hmm. And in subsequent writings, he has now been saying that he believes that the whole childhood obesity epidemic is due to MSG.
We all think of MSG as being in just certain foods. And I know many people look to see if it's on the label because they can feel that it keeps them awake or they have some kind of reaction. Are you saying that MSG is in more things than we know?
Oh, yes, it's in so many things. And one of the things about MSG is that it can hide in other food additives. So the ruling by the FDA, and this is how food manufacturers can get around it, is that if a different food additive, like they can create a new food additive, let's just say it's called maltodextrin, if the food additive contains less than 79% MSG, then the food manufacturers do not have to list MSG on their ingredient list. You would just see the word maltodextrin. So what's scary about that is that your food additive could actually be 78% MSG, and you would never know it.
Yeah. You know, you were writing about this in the book, and I found that so fascinating. Here's what we're doing. We're talking with organic chemist Dee McCaffrey. She's author of The Science of Skinny, explaining how she lost 100 pounds and has kept it off for 20 years. It's a great book, and finally, not a diet, because in this book, not only does she give you recipes and menu plans, but her book is about how to move over to clean eating, to not be on a diet and have a sense of deprivation, because diets didn't work for you, right, when you were obese.
Oh, no. In fact, I guess I went on my first diet at the age of 19, and you have to remember, I started gaining weight at 9. So for 10 years, I was gaining. At 19, I decided to start doing something about it, and I dieted all throughout my 20s. And, you know, of course, just like everybody else, every time I lost weight on a diet, the pounds came back and brought their friends with them. So I wasn't able to really lose the weight and keep it off. And so I struggled just like everybody else is. But it wasn't until I had this aha moment or this understanding that food additives play a huge role. They were probably more responsible for the weight gain than I ever realized before. And that also it's not about dieting. It's about learning how to eat as a way of life. And that was really what freed me from the whole diet mentality.
But you have good food.
Oh, I do. And you know what? I eat a lot of food, too. I remember when I was first losing my weight, I would have dinner with friends, and they would see how much food I had on my plate, and they thought, I don't believe that you can eat that much food and still lose weight. You know, I would have to explain. I said, but this food doesn't have any chemicals in it. It's not refined. And because it is nutrient-rich, and I also focused a lot on vegetables. I had a lot of vegetables in comparison to my grains and my proteins. Mm-hmm. Because I did that balance, it was effortless to lose weight.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for us to eat, quote-unquote, nutritionally, as if it's a fuel going into the body. And so you want to enjoy your food. And so that's what I find so intriguing. Here you are, an organic chemist, and you've studied what you think these additives in food are doing to the body to make us gain weight and regain weight. or not lose it at all. And we're going to talk also about how to get around this, because as you point out in the book, it has a lot to do with balancing alkalinity. So we're coming up to a break, and on the other side of that break, just give me a little teaser on that. Why is alkalinity important in the body? And then we'll explain on the other side.
Well, the most important aspect of alkalinity is that it wards off any kind of disease or illness, keeps our body in a state of optimal health. But when our bodies are out of balance with our alkalinity, the way that our body deals with that is to inflate fat cells or create fat cells so that it keeps the acid from entering our vital organs. So it's really something very important for weight loss.
And we're going to talk about which foods are high in this so that you're taking care of your body and it is helping with weight loss and maintaining the lower weight and health, of course. So we're going to get into all that. And as an organic chemist, Dee McCaffrey is going to explain the science behind this. And I'm looking at her lists of, you know, which foods are best and, you know, whether it is important to filter your water, which products have this stuff in them, protein powders, which fats and oils are health promoting instead of working against you. We're going to get into all of that as we go through their herbs and spices that are terrific. So you can really have fun with your food. You do not have to diet. That's the point of this. Okay, Dee, stay where you are. And we're going to tell our listeners how to have the science of skinny sent to your door. It's never been easier. Here's the toll-free number,
1-800-584-2788. 1-800-584-2788. Hello, I'm Mike Ziska, joining Faith Middleton with Dee McCaffrey here, talking about the science of skinny and hoping that you will get on board to become a new or continuing member of WNPR by making your financial contribution to our membership campaign. This is a very important time of year for us where we start to raise the funds that are necessary to keep the programming here at WNPR alive and vital, and you are an extremely important part of that. If you are enjoying the Faith Middleton Show, particularly if you're someone who enjoys Faith Middleton every day, then do your part right now. Give us a call at 1-800-584-2788. For a pledge of $60 or more, we would be glad to send you The Science of Skinny. This is just a fabulous book, over 400 pages long, with lots of great nutritional ideas. How not to diet and get skinny, a fascinating topic, something very, very traditional for Faith Middleton, fascinating topics. And you can support Faith Middleton by calling us now at 1-800-584-2788.
It's great to be with you, as always, Mike. And what's intriguing about this is that Dee quotes Michael Pollan, who says in this book, and this is what she agrees with as an organic chemist and someone who's studied the studies, she and Michael say that food has changed in, you know, the past decade or two more than in the past 10,000 years. I mean, there are so many additives in our food now, and if you track it, you can see our weight going up, going up, going up, going up. And it tracks right along with the additives being dumped into our food for reasons that are to the advantage of the industry. This is what they get to do. But it doesn't mean that we have to eat that way. It's possible to just get plain food and make it delicious. Just plain food without additives. There's like a zillion things around us. But we're all in a rush, and this book tells you how to do it. There are great recipes in here. So Dee McCaffrey, organic chemist, and we'd be delighted to send this to your door. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know about you, but I start, you know, I have to make it through the holidays, and then I have to and have a good time at the same time. And then I have to, on the other side of that, around January, I'm thinking about, ooh, bathing suits and shorts and whatnot. And then we all start on the diet. I'm thinking, what happens if we start sooner rather than later? $60 level, 1-800-584-2788. We'll send it right to you.
And one of the things that's great, Faith, as I was in the studio preparing for this show, I was starting to read the book. It's utterly fascinating. Yeah. I was captivated almost instantaneously just by going to the middle of the book and just about looking at any page, you'll find something of interest. You know, it's funny, Faith, your body tells you sometimes that some of the things that you're eating are not good for you, but you don't really understand why you're not feeling good, why this food isn't making you feel healthy. But this book does just that. If you want to know how to eat healthy and why your body reacts differently to different kinds of food, then this is the book for you, and we would be so happy to send it your way as a supporter of Faith Middleton and WNPR. So easy to do. You make that call at 1-800-584-2788, and a great volunteer will take your call. It'll only take a couple of minutes. You can also go online at WNPR.org and make your pledge of support. Again, $60, and we'll be glad to send this book your way. Much more of Faith and Dee McCaffrey coming up. Faith, another great program.
Thank you, Mike. For instance, I'm just looking at the list of the sweeteners that she says are much better in terms of the studies than others. And she's talking about stevia and raw honey, which and pure maple syrup and brown rice syrup and unsulfured blackstrap molasses, organic whole cane sugar, coconut nectar and coconut crystals, and on it goes. This is what she's talking about in the book, telling you why scientifically these things make the body react in a certain way, and that means gaining weight, then refusing to let you lose the weight, or making you crave the food so much that you gain the weight back. And all you have to do is, instead of dieting, is eat in this cleaner way. So we'd love to send this book of recipes and science to your door. It's called The Science of Skinny. And here's the toll-free number at the $60 level. Thank you for keeping us on the air at 1-800-584-2788. And now back to our show. I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks so much for listening. You can join us on Facebook. Just search The Faith Middleton Show. All right, here's what we're doing. We're talking with an organic chemist. This is Dee McCaffrey, who was obese, started gaining weight very young at 9 years old, and it tells the story in this book. And I was looking at Anne Louise Gittleman's quote on the cover of this book. She's the New York Times bestselling author of The Fat Flush Plan, and she was raving about this book because of its scientific basis. So Dee managed, once she started figuring out as an organic chemist the harm of the additives in the food, she saw all the studies and then began to look at, well, how do I eat clean? And this is what she's been focusing on. And she lost 100 pounds doing this, and she has kept that weight off for 20 years. She's not dieting. She's just eating pretty much all the food she wants, but in a clean way. She's choosing food that doesn't have additives. And we're going to explain what that is. And she even gets into, if you're going to do fiber supplements because you don't have enough fiber in your diet, here are the ones to choose scientifically. Fats and oils. What's a high-quality protein? Essential and non-essential amino acids. Which grains make sense? Incomplete and complete proteins. Vegetables, and on it goes. So, Dee, I love that quote by Michael Pollan, that how food has changed recently in a corporate way. And you can track it with the rise in obesity.
Absolutely. And in fact, what I find interesting just about my own journey is that in the 20 years that I've kept my weight off, the rate of obesity in our country has nearly doubled. And I actually feel like the food supply has gotten even worse in those 20 years. Because as a nutrition counselor, I work with people one-on-one, and I see how much people are struggling. They are having a difficult time because the foods that they're eating, even things that they think are healthy, like yogurts and certain types of healthy snack foods, and they're eating those foods thinking that they're doing a better job by not doing something like McDonald's. But in essence, those foods are still loaded with chemical food additives. In fact, if you get a sandwich at one of these chain sandwich places, you are getting a load of artificial chemicals. There are 10 chemicals in the bread. There's chemicals in the deli meats. There's food dyes in the pickles and in the peppers. So even though something seemingly as innocent as a turkey sandwich can be loaded with food additives, and those affect our body in ways that we're still finding out what's going on with these. It's still a great big mystery. We just don't know what these things are doing to us, but we do know that they're creating weight gain.
Yeah. Let's switch over to what you feel we should be doing. What intrigues me is that you eat a lot of food and you're not dieting. Tell me what you're eating. I mean, run us through meals you would have on average afternoons and nights.
I have a balance of how I eat, and I'll just kind of explain that first. And what I do is I try to focus on a variety of different vegetables, and then I also eat grains and I eat protein sources. And this is not a vegetarian plan, but it could be adapted to that if someone is a vegetarian. So for lunch yesterday, I had a bunch of mixed greens that I bought in the bag, and then I just topped it with some chopped up carrots and celery, and then I had a can of wild-caught salmon that I mashed up an avocado to use instead of mayonnaise, and so I kind of made like a tuna salad, and then I put that on top of it, and then I had some brown rice with it, and I used my vinaigrette dressing. I have a great recipe in my book for this wonderful olive oil apple cider vinegar vinaigrette dressing. That's my staple. I use that on almost all of my salads.
So now I'm
that
hungry.
Was my lunch.
I'm hungry.
It was so good, and the other thing about it was that it was so easy. I mean, I didn't have to cook anything. And I whipped that up in less than 10 minutes. That is a typical type of a lunch for me.
And what about dinner?
Dinners, I eat things like I'll eat a piece of chicken, I'll have a baked potato, and then I'll have some cooked vegetables, usually lightly steamed or stir-fried vegetables. I try to do a balance of having cooked vegetables and raw vegetables throughout the day. And I love baked potatoes. I wanted to say that. I ate a baked potato 3 times a week while I was losing weight. And I know potatoes have gotten a bad rap, and I just want to give them the credit that they're due.
Yeah, I know. I have a friend who's a personal trainer, Ron Cook, and he says the same thing. He said, I don't know, understand why people think, you know, he's very nutritionally minded. He said, why people think potatoes are bad. Potatoes have good things in them. So he's on your side. Okay, so when we were talking before, I promised we would get back to alkalinity. Now, what do you mean by that when we use that word?
When we use the word alkalinity, it's kind of a complicated topic, so I've tried to explain it a little bit easier in the book. But within any kind of solution, whether it's a water-based solution, it's either going to be acidic or it's going to be alkaline. And alkaline is basically just the opposite of something that's acidic. So, for instance, we all know that car battery acid is very acidic. If you got it on your skin, it would burn you. And then we also know that there are weaker types of acidic solutions like lemon juice and vinegar. So the fluids in our body are actually designed to not be acidic. We are supposed to be the opposite of that. And so the human body is designed for the blood to always be in an alkaline state, and we measure it by a pH scale that goes from 0 to 14. The middle is considered neutral, and that's at 7. And our bodies are designed to be just slightly to the alkaline side at 7.4. And whenever our blood gets too acidic, our body works very hard. We have these built-in mechanisms in our body that allow us to quickly neutralize that acid so that we don't die. Because if our blood chemistry goes off by even a fraction, we can die from that. So our body works very, very hard to keep the acid out of our blood. But then what happens is if it can't neutralize all the acid, then that acid actually goes into our cells, into the fluids and the tissues in our cells. And that's where it can start to create health issues for us, because too much acidity in our tissues, our body has to try to protect our organs from that. And so that's what I was saying earlier, one of the mechanisms that we have is that the body will start to inflate our fat cells in an effort to sort of quarantine this acid. It basically shunts the acid into our fat cells and also into our muscles sometimes to keep the acid from entering our organs. And as a result, we gain weight because our body's just trying to protect us from being overly acidic.
Yeah.
But then what happens is our body doesn't want to let go of that fat because it's keeping us alive.
And you also quote that study in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg, who was a medical doctor. He's one of the 20th century's leading biochemists. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discovery that cancer cells thrive when the bodily fluids surrounding them are acidic. instead of what you're talking about, alkaline. So cancer cells, you're saying, and, or he said, and discovered, that's why he won the Nobel Prize, thrive in this acidic environment and die off more quickly in an alkaline environment. So how do you eat in a more alkaline way?
Well, there are certain foods that will create the alkalinity in the body, and then there are certain foods that create acidity in the body. And what we're supposed to do is have a natural balance of the alkaline foods and the acid foods. And so, interestingly enough, you know, we always hear, eat more fruits and vegetables. Well, one of the reasons why that's true and why that's important to keep us healthy is because the fruits and vegetables are some of the most alkaline-forming foods. And when I say alkaline-forming, it's really about what happens after you eat the food and it's digested. It's what is left over in your body that creates alkalinity, and it's really about minerals. So certain foods leave what we call the alkaline minerals, and certain foods leave the acid-forming minerals in our body. And so we have to eat a balance. So we will eat a lot of plant foods, things like vegetables and fruits, but then also certain oils like olive oil, coconut oil, flaxseed oil. Those are all alkaline-forming foods. Even something like raw milk, which I know there's a big movement right now in our country about people wanting to get their milk in the most purest form that hasn't been heat processed. And so raw milk will be alkaline forming, whereas heat pasteurized milk will be acid forming because there's changes that happen in the milk when it's processed.
Mm-hmm. But I know people have to be, they have to be very, very careful about your source. Sources on raw milk products, because that can be very dangerous for people. But I see what you're trying to get at here. And, you know, you have remarks in here about chocolate and whole grain breads and oat bran and yogurts and which grains are terrific. And in about a minute, we're going to take a break, but we're going to get into, on the other side, some of the menus that you have created for this book, some of the recipes. I'm interested in your apple cider vinaigrette, and now I'm, as you're talking about alkalinity, I'm beginning to understand why this apple cider vinegar is important to you and that you use it a lot. So we'll get to that. And thank you so much for being on the show and for writing this book. It is absolutely fascinating. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break again and then back again with organic chemist Dee McCaffrey, who has done this book called The Science of Skinny. If you're just joining us, just to catch you up, she lost 100 pounds and has kept that weight off for 20 years by eating cleaner food. She's just eating food without additives in it. And you think to yourself, well, I'll just get this sliced turkey, these cold cuts, instead of just, you know, throwing a chicken breast into some poaching water and poaching it, which takes about 2 minutes. And, you know, we all do it. We're all so rushed. But at what cost in terms of the way our bodies function and how they look and our health? And this is the point that she's making in the book, The Science of Skinny, from organic chemist Dee McCaffrey. And she's gone through all the studies out there for years and years and years now. This is her thing, and it's very, very interesting. Lots of recipes, menu plans. We're going to get to that in our next segment coming up. If you can join us at the $60 level, we would be delighted to send this book to your door, 1-800-584-2788, or go online to WNPR.org and pledge there, and you can see all the thank you gifts and make your choice.
And this is a great time to pledge to the Faith Middleton Show and WNPR, as we are in the middle of a membership drive. And you can join us at the $60 level or more and receive a copy of Dee McCaffrey's book, The Science of Skinny. It is a fascinating book, as Faith has been saying. And one of the things that's terrific about the book is, again, it's more than 400 pages long. It explains the science of skinny nutrition, if you will, in a very, very lucid manner, a very easy to understand manner. for those of you that don't want to just have a bullet point to be told, oh, you should do this or you should do that, but you really want to understand why your body reacts the way it does and why the effects of certain foods are the way they are, then this is the book for you. It will explain a lot of that information in very, very clear terms and really put you on the way to better health. And again, we're glad to send that your way. Faith Middleton is known for bringing guests that are revealing and funny and have all kinds of benefits to people listening to the program. And this is one of those benefits. You can learn how your body is reacting to certain foods and do it in a way that will help keep you healthy and make you more slender. You can do that for a pledge of $60 again or more. The number to call is 1-800-584-2788, or you can go online and make your pledge at WNPR.org.
And as Mike knows, as with everything here at the station, very much a team effort. I work with Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol, and we're all doing the show together to entertain you, to help you learn about the richness of life. That's our purpose. And this time, we're talking about the science of skinny, and she's got a section we're going to get into on the dark green leafy vegetables that are great to have, the rainbow vegetables, the legumes, the starchy vegetables, the whole grains, which crackers and cereals and fruits and high-quality protein and health-promoting fats and oils, and great herbs and spices to use that help the body stay in an alkaline balance, and beverages and condiments and seasonings and meal plans, how to put it all together and how much of it to eat. You can eat quite a lot, it turns out. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. We'd be happy to send The Science of Skinny to your door.
One of the greatest things, I think, Faith, about this book, again, is that it does provide this information to you in a way that is really digestible, if I can use that pun. I don't want to be just told by somebody that I should be doing this or that. That's too easy to do. And there were so many contradictory reports about, well, you should be doing this or you should be doing that. And you hear one thing and then you hear the other thing. This book explains it to you. This book gives you the information you need to make your own judgment about what's right or wrong for your health. And again, it does it in a very, very approachable way. That's the hallmark of the Faith Middleton Show, to bring you subjects of interest, subjects that are important to you in a way that's easy to understand and easy to appreciate. And Faith has been a staple of this programming here at WNPR for over 30 years. We are so delighted that she is here, and you can help to make that possible. Keep that tradition alive here at WNPR by making your pledge of support. The number again, 1-800-584-2788, the online address, WNPR.org.
No, I'm happy you're here, Mike. We're going to get into it after this next break. This raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar. There are many, many people in throughout my life have take a little drink of this every day and feel the health benefits of this and use it to alleviate sinus infections and sore throats and allergies and arthritis and one thing or another. I'm not trying to sell you on the idea that cider vinegar, like, you know, I haven't got a wagon here and I'm going across the plains saying, you know, try my special elixir. I'm just saying that
Dr. Faith.
Yeah. I'm talking about what this organic chemist is saying about it. If you look at each of these foods, what they are meant to do when they're in their plain state. So we'd be delighted to send this book. We find it fascinating. 1-800-584-2788. And thank you. I'm Faith Middleton. Thank you so much for listening. We are talking with organic chemist Dee McCaffrey, and she's done this book called The Science of Skinny. Just to catch you up, if you're just joining the show, she was obese from the time she was a little girl and could not keep weight off, went on a million diets, and she would just gain the weight back. And finally, she began to think, I wonder, when she looked at the side of a box for her angel food cake, I think it was, she thought, what in the world is sodium lauryl sulfate doing in that box? And found out that it's a detergent-like degreaser used in lots of products. And she thought, why is that in food? And so as an organic chemist, she began collecting all the studies that have been done on this issue, the connection between food additives that the corporate food world needs in our food products and what that might be doing to the body. And so she has gathered together all the science and explains health-promoting foods versus... This is not a diet book. And she's saying, look, diet books, this, you can't stay on a diet for your life. You have to have a way of eating for your life that doesn't make you feel deprived. And I have to say, this is pretty terrific. She eats a lot of food. These are great things. It's just eating food that doesn't have a lot of chemicals in it. She's saying this worked for her. She kept the 100 pounds off for 20 years and still going strong. So, Dee, what's the deal with this raw apple cider vinegar, unfiltered?
First of all, one of the great benefits of it is that it's made from apples. And it's, you know, aged for a long time in wooden barrels, so it's very natural. And the difference between raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar and something like white vinegar that's made from grain, and typically that's made from corn, is that that type of vinegar is very processed, and it actually creates acidity in the body, whereas apple cider vinegar creates alkalinity in the body, which was what we were talking about before, so it helps us to stay healthy and lose weight. The reason is because the vinegar has as much potassium in it as the apples, and through the fermentation process, this potassium becomes even more powerful in our body, and potassium is a very potent alkalizing mineral. It's also been known as the youth mineral. It keeps our skin supple and make sure that our face doesn't prematurely wrinkle and age.
Oh, there you go. Sold.
What I talk about in the book with the vinegar is that you can't just take a spoonful of vinegar and put it in your mouth. You have to put it in water to dilute it because outside of our body, it is an acid. So you don't want to be putting that in on your teeth. So you have to dilute it in water and drink it. And the recommendation is to take 2 teaspoons of the vinegar and put it in an 8-ounce glass of water and drink that, you know, 3 times a day. You know, it's usually recommended before meals because if you do it before a meal, it actually helps you to digest your food better and it slows down the absorption of sugars from your meal into your bloodstream. But sometimes I tell people if you can't remember to do it before your meals, just try to drink it at some point throughout the day.
When you're wandering around in health food markets, as I do, I always see that Bragg, BRAGG, organic, raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar. And I always look at it and think, well, what's going on with that? And so that's what you're talking about, aren't you?
That is what I'm talking about. It's a cloudy-looking vinegar. It looks like how what unfiltered apple juice would look like. And that cloudiness is actually what gives it some of its health properties. It has something called, they call it the mother of the vinegar, mm-hmm. which are these protein-like strands, and sometimes there's a little bit of a residue on the bottom of the bottle. That is part of what makes the vinegar so powerful.
And you have butter. You just have organic butter.
I do. I eat real food. You know, that was really the whole point of this. So I eat real butter and no margarine, not even the new healthy types of margarines, because those are, I think those are still very processed.
Why the wild-caught salmon, which is expensive, as opposed to other salmon?
The wild-caught salmon, because the salmon that's wild-caught is out in the wild eating its natural diet. And what its natural diet is something called krill, and krill are these little crustaceans that have a high amount of something in it called astaxanthin, which is an antioxidant, and it also is what gives the salmon their omega-3.
So the farm-raised salmon.
A farm-raised salmon is not getting that. They're actually being fed corn, which is not their natural diet. It upsets the ratio of their healthy fats. And then they're also given an artificial form of astaxanthin to make them color. So if you ever see wild-caught salmon in the store, a lot of times it says color added. Mm-hmm. And the added color is actually coming from what they're fed. And they're fed an artificial form of astaxanthin.
And you eat organic eggs. You eat the whole egg. You're done with the egg white omelets. And you explain why, because of the vitamins from the whole egg. You have plain organic whole milk yogurt. And then we get into all the grains and things and why they're terrific. Do you eat chocolate?
Absolutely. No one's going to take my chocolate away from me. So, mm-hmm. But the key is eating chocolate in its more natural form as well. And in the book, I describe about the health benefits of chocolate, the antioxidants that are in it, and how when you add too much sugar to it and also when you add milk to it, it basically inactivates those antioxidants. So you don't get a benefit from eating it in that form. I've developed recipes in my book for using unsweetened cocoa powder and unsweetened baker's chocolate to make my little favorite things. I call it allowable thin, and it's a little chocolate truffle where you use coconut oil and cocoa powder and nuts and dates to make this wonderful little chocolate treat.
Okay.
And there are other chocolate recipes in the book, too.
Yes, I found them. I think I turned to them first. Under dark leafy vegetables, arugula, beet greens, bok choy, butterhead lettuce, cabbage, chard, Chinese cabbage, collard greens, dandelion greens, endive, escarole, frisée, green loose-leaf lettuce, kale, mustard greens, radicchio, red loose-leaf lettuce, romaine, spinach, spring mix, turnip greens, watercress, kelp, and seaweeds. Then the rainbow vegetables, artichokes, bean sprouts, beets, bell peppers, broccoli, legumes, beans, all types, lentils, all types, split peas, bean burgers, winter squash, parsnip, pumpkin, spaghetti squash, sweet potatoes, yams, all the whole grain rice and crackers and cereals and oatmeal and fruits, and it lists and lists. Under poultry, chicken, you can have a canned chicken but no additives, Cornish game hen, duck, turkey, chicken or turkey sausage, chicken or turkey deli meats, and hot dogs, as long as there are no synthetic additives, nitrates, or nitrites. All lean types of meat, beef, buffalo, lamb, liver, veal, venison, beef, deli meats, and hot dogs, as long as, again, no synthetic additives. So you can find deli meats and hot dogs without additives, pork casings, nitrites, or nitrates.
Yes, absolutely. I first started finding them in health food stores, but now I'm seeing them in mainstream grocery stores also. Mm-hmm. It's catching on. I think people are starting to understand that these additives are not healthy for them, and they're really concerned about their health. I see them now in my local neighborhood grocery store.
Does this take longer to do? For instance, I'm looking at one of your menus here, and in the morning on this particular day, you had for breakfast a pumpkin smoothie, you had a snack, you had an apple, and then you had a lunch of some chicken and lemon dill rice, avocado, onions, salsa, salad greens, and you had cucumber tomato salad with honey mustard vinaigrette. Then you had some 14 walnut halves as a mid-afternoon snack, and then your dinner was a turkey meatloaf, sautéed greens with garlic and cannellini beans, and steamed broccoli. Does, for instance, on that day, do those things all take longer to prepare? Do you have to prepare this all in advance? Everybody's rushing around. This is why people, you know, why we turn to fast food, why we stand at the line and, you know, get the sliced meats and, you know, do what we do with the TV dinner, the frozen organic TV dinner, because we're so busy.
One of the things I do is when I'm going to cook something, I usually cook more of it than I'm going to use for that meal. And I usually take, you know, a half a day or so to prepare a few things. Like I would make the rice, and I would make the meatloaf, and then I would cook some chicken up so that I can use it throughout the week. So that on the day that I'm actually doing those menus, it doesn't take as much time as it would if I had to prepare everything that day. It's really more about strategizing on how to, you know, prepare for your week. That way it doesn't take you as much time. And like I had said, I used bagged salads. Sometimes I buy vegetables that are already cut up, so if I'm just going to throw them in the steamer, they're already washed and prepared for that.
So for animal protein, what do you think? You're not afraid of beef?
No, I'm not. And the one thing, though, that I am afraid of is the antibiotics and the hormones, mm-hmm. you know, that are in the meat. So I look for hormone-free, antibiotic-free meats and poultry. And what I have been encouraging people to do is to eat less of those foods, because meats and animal proteins are acid-forming. And so we do need to have acid-forming foods. We have to have a balance of about 60% to 80% alkaline foods and 20% to 40% acid-forming foods. So we can't get rid of them completely. But we need to eat less of them. You know, I'm recommending 3 to 4 ounce servings, as opposed to, you know, 6 or 8 ounce steak that we get in a restaurant.
So you have skinny smoothie recipes in here. You have over easy eggs, Florentine, bell pepper, basil, and spinach crustless quiche, a breakfast Waldorf salad, baked apples, all kinds of salads in here. And then we get into pan-fried sweet potatoes, skillet-steamed lemon and butter asparagus, a sesame brown rice, lemon dill rice, cheddar sweet potato wraps, a four-bean chili for the stovetop or the slow cooker, Dijon garlic chicken, grass-fed beef and vegetable stew for the slow cooker, turkey meatloaf or turkey meatballs, skinny sweet and sour meatballs, and of course there are the brownie recipes and things that I was just sort of drooling over. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dee. We're going to tell our listeners how to have this book sent along. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you very much, Faith.
Okay, organic chemist Dee McCaffrey, who lost 100 pounds after being obese, and as an organic chemist decided to make this link and study it and see if it was true. The additives that they're putting in food, is there a connection with weight gain and the inability to take it off and keep it off? And all the studies she collected and had did herself, her answer was yes, a very big role. If you do, she's saying, track, and Michael Pollan says this too, if you track the time period where the most additives were put into our food by the corporate food industry and the rise in obesity, they look like two little railroad tracks moving right along together. So this book not only explains the science of weight loss, but this says no diet, just eat pure food, clean food, and stay away from the additives. The Science of Skinny. And I'm telling you, you can eat a lot of food. So if you want to start early on the weight loss plan, here we go. 1-800-584-2788.
1-800-584-2788 is the number to call to receive a complimentary copy of The Science of Skinny for your pledge of $60 or more here at WNPR.org. Now, how can I say that? How can I say it's complimentary? Because your $60 is going toward the programming, and that's what's important here at WNPR. If you are a Faith Middleton fan, or if you are a fan of all of the programming here at WNPR, then you know that your contribution is going to a very, very good cause. And Dee McCaffrey is one of Faith Middleton's guests who has selected to be on this program because she knows that Faith Middleton is different, that this type of programming is different, and that it's reaching an audience who really appreciates learning about the quality of life, as Faith says, the richness of life, and this book can help you do that. So make your pledge of support at 1-800-584-2788 or online at WNPR.org. Faith, you've had the opportunity to talk to Dee McCaffrey about a few observations in her book, but at more than 400 pages, this is really loaded. You've only able to scratch the surface today.
I know. I could use another hour, but I was laughing because I came to this part in her book last night where she said, "It was a glorious day in August 2009 when a new study out of the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania announced that my favorite snack food can actually help prevent cancer," and she's talking about organic popcorn. So I'm telling you, she eats everything. So there are menus in here. There are meal plans. This is the science behind why eating in this realistic way is a way that you can eat for your life, not feel deprived, not go on a diet. All I can say is that Dee McCaffrey, who was obese, managed to keep off 100 pounds for 20 years and still doing it. And she's having a ball eating, I'll tell you. You can tell from these recipes. So 1-800-584-2788 if you can join us at the $60 level. And if you've already called in, thank you so much. Because of you, this station is on the air. We are commercial free. We can bring you this program 6 days a week. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. And if you haven't called yet, I hope you will right now. Or you can go online to WNPR.org and we'd be delighted as a thank you gift to send you this book. 1-800-584-2788.
Faith, I have to admit that when I first heard the topic of the program today, The Science of Skinny, I was thinking, is this going to be a tough go? And it is not. Yeah. This book is just absolutely fascinating because when we're talking about science here, we're talking about explaining how things work in your body, and it's very, very approachable. Dee McCaffrey talks about different kinds of fats and how we may have misunderstood them, how we may have misunderstood what's going on in our body with oils and meat and different kinds of fats. It's just fascinating stuff. As I've been reading through, I've just absolutely been captivated by the way she writes, the way she explains things. So once again, science can be fun. It can be fascinating. And this book truly proves that. Faith, a great opportunity to share this with your listeners. And we're turning to those listeners right now, turning to you for your pledge of support to make sure that this kind of programming stays right here at WNPR. So easy to do. Just pick up your phone and dial 1-800-584-2788. It'll only take a couple of minutes of your time as a volunteer gets your information, or you can go online at WNPR.org. But that's all you have to do to become a supporter of Faith Middleton and WNPR. And to have this book sent your way, just make a pledge of $60 or more.
And thanks.